Everybody working with. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the D&D show with myself, the main man. Guys, I am Sugar Spice and everything nice, guys. I'm your main man, D-Nice84, coming out of New York City. And guys, of course, guys, I got my partner in crime, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. I Stream to three platforms at one time. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the best well streamer on the planet. Guys, he mixes drinks. If you need him to mix a drink, guys, he does delivery service too. Ladies and gentlemen, shout out to the best streamer in Wales today, guys, the unsigned hype. Guys, Mr. It's the Danny C Show. Let's go. Guys, we got some, guys, we're actually on time this episode. Yes, guys. Yeah. If you thought it would rain in hell, it's raining today. Yes, it's, yeah.
Pre-advanced warning, if you hear banging, yeah. It's fireworks yes. night in the UK.
It's wild, yes.
And
yes.
It's going so proper ham tong and doolally tap at the moment. So if you hear it, I do apologize.
That's okay. I mean, I don't hear it. Personally.
You don't hear but it. That's fine. If you don't hear it, it's fine. We should be okay.
ladies and gentlemen, you know me, guys. I be in the hood and up to no good. I'm used to it. Okay, he's in the.
You
country,
got a big gob. So, you're loud enough to be louder than the fireworks. I'm good. It's fine.
Yeah. If there was shooting fireworks, you guys can't hear it. I promise, guys. We're good. Okay, we're good. No interruptions over here, ladies and gentlemen. We've got an action-packed podcast today, ladies and gentlemen. We're actually, like I said before, guys, we're actually on time with the schedule of the podcast.
Yeah. So
it's been a good month, guys. You know what I mean? You know, nothing crazy's happened this month. You know, we're all good. Big news, guys. I have given in, guys. So I mean, where do you want to start, Danny? You wanna jump right into the meat and potatoes? You wanna jump in the meat and potatoes?
I do, however. Okay. I promised you an update on my chiropractor visit.
Oh, yes.
I had my back clicked. It went clickety click click click, and I felt it and heard it at the same time, and I ended up laughing my head off like a child, basically. And it was
that means you're getting old. That means you're almost 40. That's what that is. When your back starts going click 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 click, like it's a door closing.
So
click,
obviously, click, click. When I had my visit and like I had my adjustment and everything, I've never heard it myself go click. So I've never heard my back click before. Tutor pushed down on my back and it just went clickety click click click, and it made me giggle. It just proper made me giggle. So I got another appointment now on Tuesday coming up. See if we can fix the rest of it now. So I'm getting better and my back is getting in good shape.
I mean, you're still fairly young, so you listen. I'd rather this happen now in your late 30s than in your late 50s.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You're okay. You're okay. You're
How
okay.
is everything over there with you?
I mean, I can't really complain. I mean, I had a. Then this actually is going to lead into our next topic, ladies and gentlemen. Our first topic. I called Dan the other day. I think it was. Friday.
You called me Saturday. Friday.
That was yesterday.
Friday. Oh yeah, Friday. You called me. Yeah.
No. That was yesterday.
Oh, Saturday.
That was yesterday. Yeah, that was yesterday.
I was on my break.
That worked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I had just had that passenger. So, you know, guys, I'm in New York, so I'm always driving around Manhattan. So guy gets in the car. He's a finance guy.
Yeah.
And he's young. He was like 28. Yeah, guys, first topic, guys, by the way, we're on our first topic, guys. We're talking about multi streaming.
Yeah. Twitch is finally giving in.
Yes. And you know what, guys? It's for the better.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think that I could do it because I was a partner streamer, and I know And, you know, there's certain laws that we got to follow. So yeah, what it is
to follow and stuff, I mean.
So there is two kinds of streamers on Twitch. There's ones that are on the exclusive agreement, meaning you can only stream on Twitch. And then there's ones that are on the monetary agreement.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'm on the monetary agreement. So I'm making money off of it. Fine, but I'm not exclusive.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's good. So I told that to the guy or whatever, and he says, yo, you she said he said it to me, he said, bro, like, you know, jump on Kick. Like they're over there paying people, like paying streamers a salary.
Yeah.
Like, you know, see what you could do over there. If you get over there and grow, and he looked on his phone, he said, listen, bro, you do Madden. There's no one over there doing it like that yet.
Yeah.
No one's doing it yet. He was like, bro, like you could, you know, go over there and do some damage. And I was like, you know what, man? He said, listen, man, you don't want to be out here, you know, doing Uber. You know what I mean? You know, ooh, you could be sitting home.
Yeah.
He said, you know, if they're paying a wage, they can, that their wages can probably replace what you're making out here.
Yeah.
And plus other stuff. Plus, you know, you get discovered more.
Yeah.
And
that's the beauty of multi-streaming, really, is you're not just on one platform, you're live on however many platforms. Like you said, for me, it's three, because I do Twitch, Kick, and YouTube, and I'm getting discoverability on all three. So it's like,
I mean, you know, people were doing it anyway, right?
Yeah.
They just didn't come on. Yeah. I wasn't the one. I wasn't going to be the one. I said, hell no.
So
not me, but
before Twitch did the announcement that you could stream to multi-platforms now, they did say that you could do to mobile-based services, so like to Instagram and to TikTok. Well, with YouTube adding in the streaming option to YouTube Shorts, I was doing that.
Huge.
So I was doing Twitch and YouTube Shorts live, and that worked for me because I was getting discoverability on both, and I was getting people to go vice versa, and it worked. But then Twitch went, oh, sorry, everyone, you can multi-stream to everywhere, and it's fine, and that's it. So I'm doing it all. I'm doing it all now. And we just finished getting new set up.
Yeah, on a Kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time. Guys, I'm getting it right away. I'm not messing around.
He's going to be jumping right in the deep end.
Jumping in. I'm like, the hell with it. Plus, guys, you know, I'm sponsored by a damn gambling site. All right? Kick is like, they're owned by like some kind of gambling stake thing in Vegas somewhere. Like, guys, it only makes sense, okay? Yeah. You know, I may as well just join the club. Plus, ladies and gentlemen, it's nothing personal. It's only business.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm trying to get comfortable, ladies and gentlemen, so I can become the Madden Pro that I want to be. I can't be Madden Pro if I'm barely on the system.
Yeah.
If I'm only on the system when I'm streaming, like, what? I'm staying stagnant.
Yeah.
Like, what? Kidding me? Imagine if I got practice. Oh, hell would break loose. So, you know, this is purely business, you know, ladies and gentlemen. Plus, you know, the opportunity is there now.
Yeah.
You know, don't pull your eggs in the basket.
It opens the gates. And like we've learned in the past, we've both been shot in the foot by companies closing, like when Mixer did.
Yep.
And it's just, you know, you can't do that anymore. You can't go and jump and chuck all your eggs in one basket. You have to go and do the full hog.
I mean, this is why I remember when we talked about it a couple of podcasts ago, and I said, you know, I don't want to go on Kick because I think Kick will be another Mixer. But no, the guy told me that, yo, like Kick is growing.
Yeah, well, they've just signed Nick Merck's family.
Yeah,
he's just signed a 10 mil deal for a year,
and he has his own gambling show.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I bet
which
too.
They're
like,
giving him
like,
the money to do with as well,
bro. Come on, that's wild.
No, I'm sorry, there isn't a person on the planet that would turn down that contract,
bro. Like, and I do like part of my streams nowadays, ladies and gentlemen, is Madden, and then coming towards and you know I do my fantasy picks.
Yeah.
So there you go. I'm doing it anyway. So like today, had I got in early today, I would have did my fantasy picks today, but I wouldn't know it. But you know that's okay too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's always next Sunday, but I start on all three platforms tomorrow. We're not playing out here in these streets, ladies and gentlemen. And for those that are listening to us and then that's listening to me, if you want to be a streamer, and right now is the best time. Yeah. When we started, you were on one.
You were restricted to one platform with the contract and whatnot. And
now, dude, I could have streamed to Mixer and Twitch at the same time, Jesus Christ.
I would have been laughing by now.
I would have been good. Yeah, we would have been good.
Would have been laughing. But we would have been
100%. I probably wouldn't even be doing Uber, but you know what? That's all right. That's fine.
Yeah.
We're good. You know, it is, you know what it is. But you know, now is the time, guys. Don't limit yourself to one platform.
Yep. Make sure you keep putting your clips on YouTube and TikTok and everything like that.
And just do YouTube.
Yeah.
Make sure whatever you do, whether it's Twitch and Facebook gaming, which I do not. Listen. You guys hear the sound of my voice. Don't go to Facebook gaming. They're over there boosting up numbers. They're over there paying people. They're over there juicing up Facebook to boost their numbers. We're not doing that. Don't you dare. All right. Yeah. Don't let me hear that you said that. Don't even put that on the comments, guys. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, follow the D&D show on Twitter/X. Follow me and myself, Danny Teacher, on Twitter/X.
Yeah. Okay?
You message us saying you're going to Facebook. I'm blocking you. All right. You're done. Get out of here. You're done. Don't you do that. Facebook gaming is not an option. There's Twitch, Kick, and YouTube. But if you're a smaller streamer, get on Kick.
Yeah.
Trust me.
You need to get on the two big ones and make sure you're posting your clips and whatnot on YouTube Shorts and stuff like that. YouTube Shorts.
And you know, if you're already doing YouTube Live, that VOD saves anyway.
Yeah. We had this conversation before when you met the Facebook gaming guy.
Yes.
And you were saying about YouTube being obviously when you're not streaming, they can still watch your past recordings. And I know what people are going to say. People are going to say, oh, but Twitch has past broadcasts. We can watch that. Have you seen how hard it is to find?
So let me tell you something, guys. let me tell you something. So before I came home, whatever, I stopped at my mother's house because I really had to use the bathroom really, really bad. Like I was on full. Like what? I drank tea every morning. What? I was about to burst like a pipe. So I stopped over there, whatever, And you know, sometimes, you know, her Twitch on her iPhone, you know, acts up sometimes. You know, that's understandable. Yeah. So I'm like, wait a second. I stream on YouTube as well. She has a smart TV. What's on the smart TV?
YouTube.
Boom. Boom. Twitch is not on every smart TV, but YouTube is.
Yeah.
Okay? Twitch and Kick is not on every... I mean, I have an Amazon Fire Stick in my living room. So obviously it's on that.
Yeah.
But if you just have a smart TV... It comes with YouTube.
Yeah.
Everyone watches YouTube.
Yeah, that's just it. It's so much easier.
It's more accessible. It's more way more accessible. All you got to do is turn your notifications on to that person. And when they go live, like me, I get an email when I go live.
Yeah.
I mean, like when Danny C Show went live earlier today on YouTube, I was already up there.
Yeah.
Anyway, just listening and stuff. Because I do that when I'm in traffic. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, he's right here. I'm already on YouTube. Then you have to put it up.
Yeah.
He's right there already. So make sure whatever you do, add YouTube in to what you're doing.
Yeah.
But I would recommend if you're starting out, Kick in YouTube.
Stop banging the desk.
Oh yeah, sorry about that. Guys, that means I'm really into it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he's digging it. He's like,
I'm going into it. I'm trying to drill it into your head.
He turned into a Chucky doll.
Kick YouTube. If you're just starting and you gotta do Restream or whatever Mochi stream, Kick YouTube.
Yep.
There you go. Twitch, Kick YouTube.
Kick YouTube.
Well, Twitch is still hard as hell.
Yeah. But you've got to get on the platforms and you've got to start posting stuff on the regular. It's the only way that you're gonna get discovered.
Yeah, post stuff on YouTube and TikTok.
Also, if you're posting stuff on Instagram, you want to post on Instagram stories with the hashtags as well. Because that'll be a big game changer for you. Also, while we're on the subject, Twitch now has stories. If you're a Twitch streamer and you've got the new stories feature, make sure you're posting when you go live. Because that'll be huge for you.
Interesting.
Yeah. They last 24 hours the same way that Instagram stories do. Holy cow, that was a big firework. yeah, so they last 24 hours. They're seen by followers unless you set them to subs only. Make sure you get on there, post on there that you're live, and it gives you more discoverability as well. Make sure that people that are following you see that you're live.
Interesting. Very interesting. I actually didn't even know that.
Yeah, this is what we were talking about, what I was talking to you before. You just need to update your app. Make sure your app, your Twitch app, is up to date. And you'll be able to see them at the top.
I mean, let me make sure mine is up to date. I mean, I'm on Android, guys. Sorry, I'm poor. Sorry, I'm on Android. You know what they say about us Android people, right? Oh yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
They be just dogging us out. Mm-hmm.
You know what's due out in 5 days though?
What? Oh.
Yeah.
You know what, man? When I saw it, I was on X, and I think I tweeted you.
Yeah, you
I
did.
Saw it. I was tempted. I was like, yo, this is the first Call of Duty that I ever played, like 2009. Yeah. I got it with the black Xbox 360. I was so hyped. Yo, bro, that was my first introduction to like multiplayer stuff. Yeah. I'm like, what the hell is this? And because, you know, the first the black Xbox 360 had Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Bro, I was wide open. I was like, what is this? I'm like, these guys are moving so fast. Like,
yeah. I was laughing so much when I think you were having a conversation with Jay Money about it on X/ Twitter. And he said something about you should play it. And you said you don't want to see. Oh, what was it you said? You said something along the lines of you don't want to see these moves. And I said, I've seen these moves. I've seen your moves. And you couldn't hit a barn door.
I probably can, especially now.
It was hysterical. I mean, I was laughing my head off on it when I read it back. I was like, yep, got him.
I mean, I would think, you know, when I was younger, I was a little better, but no.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just.
Oh, man. Age and Call of Duty. Oh, my God.
Yeah. If you don't play every single day.
Yeah. Reaction time.
You're small. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think reaction time is a big part of gaming. Period. Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Because even in Madden, you know, like if you just get it from a good nap,
yeah,
you know what I mean, you're gonna be off.
Yeah,
you're gonna be off. That's just what it is, bro. You're gonna be off, and you're gonna be like, damn, I should have waited. I should have warmed up. Yeah, but you know, it's all so good though. I'm just
Modern Warfare 3. So yeah, it's got the maps, the original maps from Modern Warfare 2, but they've all been remastered. So rather than having all new maps like we should have had, we're getting all of the maps from the old Modern Warfare 2. The very, you know, the one I used to play back in the day. Well, you would have missed. Did you play Modern Warfare 2? I know you started on Modern Warfare 3, but did you go back and play Modern Warfare 2?
No, so I can go back to that and suck too? No. I moved forward. Sorry.
Well, I started on Modern Warfare 2. So to me, these maps are going to be fantastic because I'm used to them. I know the layout of them. I know all the I want to call them spawn points, but I don't want to sound like a gimp, and I don't want to sound like a spawn trapper. But you need to know all the spawns and this, that, and the other. And I'm looking forward to being able to play them maps. What I am really disappointed in is the fact that we're paying a full price game for Modern Warfare 3 because it's basically a Modern Warfare 2 DLC. It runs off the same client if you're on PC. It runs off the same engine. All it's got is updated slide canceling, reload cancel, footsteps. So you've got Dead Silence as a perk, and it's just... The only way to describe it, it's Modern Warfare 2, as in the new one that we just had last year, but a DLC, and then making us pay £70 for it.
I mean, first off, you know, everyone in that office should be locked up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's daylight robbery. Right.
I mean, to be honest, bro, they know they can do it now.
Man, because people are stupid and they buy it like I did this week.
Yeah, exactly. And they know they can do it. Bro, it's Call of Duty.
Imagine
you're
okay.
You're not gonna buy Call of Duty.
That's
Call
just of Duty's it.
It's the longest running first person shooter ever.
Yeah.
2001. This is 2023.
Yeah.
They're releasing the same games now.
So in Madden terms, this would be like EA releasing a Madden title.
Yeah.
That is exactly the same gameplay.
They do it every year. Just
updated skins, jerseys,
uniform, that's it.
Teams.
Rosters.
Yeah.
That's it. And you know what? And I know it. I know what it is. We've come to the conclusion.
Yeah.
That we all know what it is and we're going to buy it anyway.
Yeah.
They know they know people are going to buy, because when you're dealing with gaming, it's so big right now, and Call of Duty is the pinnacle. Like Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto, FIFA, Madden, 2K. When it comes to fighting games, Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Mario.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Gran Turismo, Forza,
yeah.
When it comes to racing, those games come out, people gonna buy them anyway.
It's the name, isn't it? It's the branding.
The name is selling. 100%.
I see
110%.
The reason why I said branding then is I seen a video on TikTok this morning. There was a shop, basically put out, they set up a shop with $20 shoes in, priced them up as 800. You know what I'm about to say, don't you? Priced them up as like $800 and $900 shoes with the logo was like really posh branding. Within 20 minutes of the lights being on and the shop doors opening, they were full and they were sold out.
100%.
Because of the branding, and it looks professional and it looks posh.
Bro, it's like an iPhone. You know, damn well, iPhone come out with the same thing every damn year. But they throw the Apple logo up there. Boom. But now, mind you, I have a Samsung. I have a phone. I have a phone that unfolds.
Yeah.
And people look at me like I'm poor. Like, all right. My phone unfolds. It looks like my phone gets satellite connection. Okay. Okay, like, bro, like, dog, like, my phone helps me use the bathroom. Like, it's crazy. It's insane.
Yeah.
My phone, what? But the X23 Ultra has like a 200 megapixel camera.
Woo.
Like, that's a lot. Like, an iPhone comes out with the same thing. What was it this year? It's titanium. So, what were we using before?
I know. It's stupid, isn't it?
Bro,
but it's the branding.
It's the branding.
It's what you pay for.
Once you. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, same with streaming, guys. Once you make a name for yourself, as long as you don't say do anything really stupid, you're gonna be okay.
Yep.
You're gonna be okay. Yay. It's just a name, bro. Like, it's Call of Duty. Like, if they would have just put like Modern Warfare and we didn't know it was Call of Duty, we wouldn't buy it. Like, there's a football game called Wild Card Football, some nonsense. And and it's probably, you know what, a lot of people saying that it's better than Madden.
Oof.
But it's not Madden.
Yeah.
Like, they my community tells me about it. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm guilty too. I'm like, all right, that's fine. But it's not Madden.
Yeah.
Madden's been around since 1988. Like, ooh, what? 88. That is almost 40 years. That's like 35 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, that name is ingrained in the world, like FIFA. Well, not FIFA anymore, because it's stupid.
It's now EA FC 24.
They're stupid. FIFA's stupid.
And
why
even then,
charge $1 billion.
There's a perfect example of branding, right? EA 24 is
FC 24?
EA FC 24. Sorry, yeah, is run by the same company, EA Sports.
Mm-hmm.
The branding is practically the same. But obviously, there's not the FIFA logo. And they've dropped sales this year. Why?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because it doesn't have the FIFA name on it.
Bro, it's FIFA. Like, when you're playing a soccer game, you're not playing PSE. You're playing FIFA.
Yeah.
So, if I was EA, I would give them a call back.
I'd be on the phone and be like, hey, you know you love me. I need to sort some deals out with you.
Yeah, listen, let's you know, talk about it. You know what I'm saying? EA want to give them the middle finger, which I get it. I understand. But now, look.
But for the price that they want it, like,
But
when we first heard it, when we first heard it, we said the same thing, didn't we? We were like, that's nuts. We wouldn't pay that amount.
Yeah, you would now.
Oh, we would now, yeah. When you look into the future and you go, oh crap.
It's the same.
We're not hitting the same sales.
It's the same exact engine.
Yeah.
That they were gonna use with FIFA.
Yeah.
But the name is not the FIFA name. Like if EA Sports came out with NFL football and it wasn't, and Madden wasn't on it.
Yeah. It wouldn't sell as well, would it?
People wouldn't recognize it.
No.
You wouldn't recognize it. That's it.
This is just it. This is why the Call of Duty franchise does so well every year. You could literally call it Call of Duty the worst game ever, and people would buy it because it has the name Call of Duty in it.
Millions.
You could literally go and take one of the old Call of Duty games, remaster it, put it out next year as a brand new game, and people would buy it.
The history.
Because of the branding and the history.
Call of Duty. I mean, it's a third party game.
Yeah.
You know the support is going to be that scene, but you know what though? I kind of get it, Dan, because when you're dealing with these companies and these names, say a name like Apple,
yeah,
you know there's going to be support behind it. Name like Samsung, there's going to be support behind it. A name like Madden, you know it's always going to be updating. Yeah. Call of Duty. Modern Warfare 3 from 2009, that server is still up.
Yeah.
There's going to be support. But then you got other games, say Medal of Honor.
Oh, my God.
Battlefield That's 4. They just ended support for it.
Yeah. That's a
Battlefield 1.
The throwback and a half. That is the Medal of Honor.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You can't, if you, that server, you can't even access it. And two, they don't make it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Another show? Battlefield 4.
Battlefield 4, the servers, the servers are there, but they're not as busy. You can't get games as quickly as
you're waiting all day. You can go to school and pick your kids up and come back and you'll still be waiting. Okay? Seriously, bro. You can go to McDonald's and come back and oh my god, this is wild.
So okay? Going back to the Modern Warfare 3 game itself. We were saying about the maps and stuff. There's been a leak, and I don't like discussing a lot of leaks. Or maybe I do.
Leaks.
Maybe I do. Maybe I do.
Maybe you do. Maybe you should.
There's a leak going around that the DLC for the actual game. So from the DLC, so the seasons and whatnot as they go forward. So every 60 days, there's a season update. So you get like season 1, season 2, season 3, blah, 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 blah. And you get a mid-season update. So you get like a season 1 update or season 1 reloaded. The rumor and the leak is showing previous Call of Duty maps. So for example, there's Black Ops maps on there. There's Call of Duty Ghosts maps on there. There's Call of Duty Infinite Warfare maps on there as part of the seasons going forward for Modern Warfare 3. Now, if you're me and I've just paid £70 for a game, you want new maps. You would love the fact that you can go and play all the old maps. But you also want new maps because you're going to get bored of the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I've already paid for that in previous titles. So if you're going to give me the same stuff again, I want something new.
But they know they can get away with it. You just bought it.
Yeah, this is just it.
Of course. I mean, you can do things that are halfway when you know it's going to get bought anyway and just updated. But now in saying this, you know, we just spoke about this now. You know, so this is what Modern Warfare 3 current, like updated.
Yeah.
You know this is going to be able to run for the next 10 years.
Oh, yeah. You'd be playing this for frigging donkey's years.
Exactly.
Same in Modern Warfare 2 that's coming to an end now in 5 days' time. It's not coming to an end. It's just being carried forward. The next game's out. So, but you'll still be able to play it. People still play Modern Warfare 2019, which came out 3 years.
Yeah. I have it and it still updates.
It's the same with the backwards compatibility on Xbox.
Yeah.
Microsoft took over from Activision Blizzard. After being bought out, fixed the servers, there was 500,000 people playing Black Ops 1.
Oh, this is the thing then. It feels like you're paying for like the same thing.
Yeah.
But now you're also paying for the support. So you're gonna get your money's worth because you're gonna know you could come back in 7 years when you're damn near 50 and play this game.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about 50 at the age of 50. I'm hoping not to be. I'm hoping to be a bit more chilled out now because I'm very ragey when I'm playing games at the moment when I'm not winning my games.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Listen, I mean,
it's just passion. Okay, it's just passion.
Yeah, it's fine.
I have a need to win games, and I hate losing.
It's called being competitive, but you'll know that you can come back and play this game.
Oh yeah.
That $70 that you're spending, dog. Listen, bro, I play a sports game. Okay, I spend $70. It lasts me for a couple months, and then the next one comes out, and then I gotta buy that. I have to buy it in order to play.
How has Madden been for you, by the way? Have they fixed has crossplay been fixed, and is it working decently now?
I mean, on the PS5, I've had no issues. I just recently, I think I got it fixed for my Xbox. I'll see tomorrow.
Yeah.
How that works out.
Ooh.
I mean, yeah, I'm definitely hoping so.
Yeah.
You know, I YouTubed it. Apparently this happens. And okay. I cleared the alternate Mac address. I went to clear and restart. I mean, everything looks like it's good.
Ooh.
It looks like it's good. You'll
find out tomorrow then.
Yeah. Yeah. I just went to the test connection and I was losing packets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it says zero packet loss, 0% packet loss.
Oh, nice. So hopefully that's fixed for you then.
Or it was 100%.
Yeah. Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
Damn.
So yeah, 0% packet loss. So I'll see you tomorrow. But I mean, Madden's Madden. It just is what it is at this point, bro. Yeah, 0% packet loss still. Yep.
Nice.
I mean, you know, but it's Madden. But I expect it to be the same every single year because they know we're going to buy it anyway.
I know I've said it once and I'm going to say it once more. Going back to Modern Warfare 3, I hope that the leak that we had is true, then we do get like old maps from previous Call of Duties because it's been an anniversary year, like 20 years.
They're going to do it, of course.
But I also want new maps. I want them to give us some new maps as well. So give us, like, I don't know if you've heard the rumors that they're bringing back Rebirth Island and the other Resurgence map. That's coming back in 2024. If they bring back the Warzone map, Verdansk, that will bring people back to the title.
Bro, people never left it.
No, they never wanted it to go in the first place. They hated the fact that they left.
Everybody in the world, probably, most 98% of people have a Call of Duty game on their system.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you something. You know I bought that VR headset?
Oh, my God. Okay.
You know where I'm going with this one. I found myself a nice little VR shooter, first-person shooter game called Contractors VR. And on that game, you can have community maps. Guess where I'm going with this one? Guess what maps I can play in VR on Contractors VR?
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty maps.
I mean, bro, Call of Duty is the number one selling first-person shooter game on the planet. And it's only growing every single year.
Yeah. So someone's gone on to Contractors VR and remodeled and remastered the Call of Duty maps. Mm-hmm. So you download them and you can play them online against other people in VR. I've never been so happy. Don't get me wrong, Contractors VR, if you're not used to VR, is absolutely solid. And you've got to get used to obviously holding the split controllers in a way where you can see down your scope and everything. And it's so much fun. If you check out some of my past streams from Contractors VR, you'll see how funny it can be. Like, I tried to throw a grenade and I didn't pull the pin out and it just bounced on the floor and then that was it. And I've had times where I've hit the, I've had a sniper rifle and I no-scoped someone, which I thought was amazing. But then I got shot at the same time and I actually felt like the controller's vibrated, so it felt like I did it. And yeah, it was so good. So, so good. Highly recommend Contractors VR. You can create your lobbies and everything.
Really? And people are actually playing it?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Tell you, man, gaming is taking over the world. Just like just when you think someone's not on.
Yeah.
Yo, is somebody on somewhere?
Oh, I've got to tell you this.
It's wild.
I did a VR spacewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I almost cracked my pants. Right? I kid you not. I was doing this spacewalk thing, so you're on the International Space Station. You got to pull yourself up. So I'm doing the motion of pulling myself up. And I'm like, oh, this is really cool. I can see that the Earth is round and it's not flat. It's not flat. And just as I'm about to climb out of the pod to do my mission, this other astronaut comes around. And because I wasn't expecting it and because it's in VR, he just popped up in front of me, and I kid you not, I actually jumped out of my seat. Like proper pooped my pants moment, jumped out of my seat because I wasn't expecting him to be there. And it was absolutely hysterical. Streamer laughing their head off, and all my mods were laughing. They were like clipping it, and it was just hysterical.
Oh, you was on stream with it?
Yeah, I was on stream with it.
Man connects everything to the stream. Jesus yeah. Christ. You a bad man.
But it's just like, just having that view and being able to do that, so, so good. Contractors VR, however, brilliant first-person shooter game for you to try if you ever get a VR. And bro, it's only...
You know I'm going to tell you, never the damn VR. How do I play a VR?
I would love to see. I'm going to vote it. I'm going to put a vote in your stream at some point.
VR.
I would love to see you do a Madden VR stream.
I don't think Madden's out on VR yet.
Yeah, they there's a VR version of Madden on the PS5.
Really?
Yeah.
How did I not know that one?
That's, I can't remember what it's called, but it's on the PS5. But you'd have to pay £500 for the VR for the PS5.
Yep, they can have that. We're good.
He's like, nope. No, not paying anymore.
We're fine. We're good.
It could take your game to the next level, D.
I could take my game to the next level. I'm fine. I'm good. Nope. We're good. We're fine over here.
He's like, nope, you are not getting me on Madden VR.
Nope, we're good.
Are you afraid of pulling a limb or something or like pulling the ligament? Dog.
I'm damn near 40. I ain't doing it. Not doing it, buddy. Hell no.
Oh, man. That was good. That was a freaking good episode. I like that.
Yes. Very good. Episode. Nice, short and sweet. We're short on schedule with it.
Yeah.
Yes. Summary, the main thing about this episode, guys, we just want to let you know, if you guys have been trying to become streamers, you guys have a shot now.
Yep. Get on that, restream.io. Get your account linked up.
Yeah,
you can only stream to two platforms on that one. But if you look it up, you can do a little bit more than two. If you need to know, download the vertical add-on from, I can never pronounce the name of this company. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna butcher it again.
YouTube Kick Restream.
No, there's a company that do Atium. They do a vertical add-on for OBS.
Okay.
You can stream directly from that into YouTube. Heads up.
Or you can just do two apps, man.
Yeah, or do two.
Yeah
just do two. Too many and you'll get overwhelmed. Do what's comfortable for you.
Yeah. You know, Restream adds everything in there. And you go from there. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, man. Life is good right now. It's a, good times. It's called competition.
Yeah.
Competition is good. Yeah.
Really is.
Yeah, competition is good, man. I'm, glad, this is happening. This is giving people, even ourselves, a much better chance to make this a full-time job.
Yeah. It's competition's always good, and being able to obviously stream to multiple platforms is good for yourselves as well. And obviously
yeah, you
being
figured.
Able to get yeah, the exposure you need.
Yes. You know, yeah. And you know, you get partnered on these platforms, that's a check. If oh, you yeah. can get multiple checks coming in with some sponsors,
yeah, buddy.
You're
that's
done.
A big fat yeah. check.
Oh yeah. 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 Coming at all times of the month.
Yeah.
One check can pay rent. The next one is this. The next one's for this. And
next
on YouTube,
one's paying for your games.
I'm telling you. And on yeah. YouTube, you know, you're getting that residual.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, your stuff is getting views.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, man. Things are good. Things are good. Things are good right now.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Who are these guys going to share the podcast with? I got a new one for you today. You're going to love this one.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, friends, family, your loved ones, your pets, if you have any pets in the house, you know, I'm surprised this podcast isn't on YouTube yet.
It'll be going on YouTube in audio format, but it will be going on video format in season three, remember. Season three is 2 months away. We got one more episode after this. This is season two, episode 23. We got episode 24 left. And then we start season three. All video episodes, baby. All going on YouTube. All going on Spotify. Going to take over the world, baby. Woo!
One day at a time. That's it. I love it. I love it. I love it, guys. I love it. Yeah, so guys, friends, family, your loved ones, guys, tell them all. Tell them, you know, this podcast is available pretty much everywhere except YouTube yet.
It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube in audio, but just no videos yet.
Yeah, see, I didn't even know that one. See, this guy has everything covered. I didn't even know that. See,
I've got
it
all figured out. I've got it all.
You sure do. So, I mean, Dan, I mean, you know, friends, family, loved ones, all that good stuff, you know.
The random DMs you on Instagram saying, would you like to buy some graphics for your stream? No.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't. No, I don't. But I tell you what I will have. I will send you a link to the podcast. Check that out.
Oh, my God.
Stick that in your pipe.
Yeah, you're funny. You know, I actually had some random chick hit me up on Facebook dating, and I'm not even on it. I'm not even on it. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I'm like, where's this coming from? Is this coming from Facebook? Then I saw a little heart sign. I'm like, is this Facebook dating? Wait a minute, I didn't know Facebook even had dating.
That's mad.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, guys. Be careful out there. Chick had three different pictures. I'm like, oh my God, you so stupid. Oh my God. So stupid. Block. What's wrong with you? What are you, crazy?
Yeah. That's all I do when I get random messages. Now I send them the podcast, then go, there you go. Have that. Wait for them to see it. Block.
Yeah. Soon as it says seen. Gotcha.
Yeah, gotcha. Bye.
Hold on to that. Bye.
But tell all your friends and family. Tell your mates, your workmates, your college mates, your uni mates, your chiropractor, your Uber driver. I told every Uber driver that I have had on my way home from work, I told them about the podcast.
There you go.
And I lead it. Do you know how I lead into it? I go, my podcast co-partner does Uber in the States. And he's like, where do you do it? And I go, in New York. And they go, oh, that's really cool. What do you talk about on your podcast? And they go, gaming, streaming, boom, boom, boom. And before you know it, he's followed the podcast and he's already listening to an episode on his way home. Boom.
Good man. Good man. As you know, we got stories over here.
Oh, hell yeah.
All day long. All day long, baby. All day long.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
I mean, you know, what's funny, guys, is that this podcast started off with a story that from my Uber. It did. Yeah. It really did. Like, he's like, guys, pretty much said, listen, you know, if you want to make this money, you know, you got to go over there too. Just saying. I'm like, okay. Okay.
You got to love taxi drivers and Uber drivers. They always give you advice.
Yeah, bro.
I'm passengers too.
You never know who's in your car.
No, you never know who you're going to bump into in any shape or form, whether it be out on the streets, when you're in a restaurant, in a bar. You never know. Who you're gonna bump into?
You never know who does what.
Yeah, and you never know what that person can do for you, or give you advice.
It could change your life, like Uber. Yeah. Like I said, guys, Uber is why I ended up becoming a Twitch streamer.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Now look at you. Partnered, baby. Yeah. Woo.
Yeah, six years in, going on seven soon, man.
Yeah, buddy. It's all about the grind. It's a long-term grind, but you got to stick with it.
Oh, and it is so cool.
Yeah.
Except when your platform closes on you and you hear about it on Twitter.
Oh.
That's not it. That's not cool. That's, that's probably the worst thing.
You ripped my heart out. I was just getting over that.
Yeah, I'm never getting over that. Like, I lost my job on Twitter. That's wild.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, I got fired on Twitter.
On that note,
I have nowhere to go.
You beautiful people. This is the D&D show.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this is D&D show, guys. As always, guys, I'm your main man, D984, guys. Brooklyn, New York. Ladies and gentlemen,
Sugar Spice, everything
nice, guys. And that is the best Welsh streamer on the planet, ladies and gentlemen.
Coming out of South Wales, UK, baby. Pew, pew,
you already
pew,
know,
pew,
baby. Over there in the countries with spiders as big as your hand, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
Shout out to guys, we are both streaming on all three platforms, guys. Twitch, YouTube, and Kick simultaneously.
Yeah, so, baby.
Yeah, guys, listen, man. You can catch us in your city, somewhere out in your hood. Ladies and gentlemen, take care of yourselves, guys. More than likely, guys, we'll be back on time for the next podcast, guys.
December. First week in December.
Season 2, episode 24.
Yeah.
And then from there, guys, we go video. Ladies and gentlemen,
all video, baby.
All video. May God bless you all, guys. Take care of yourselves. Be safe. Share this with all your friends, man. All your loved ones, guys. You know, tell us, you know, if they want to talk to us personally, they know when we're streaming. Reach out to us on Twitter/X, on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know.
We're on all of them. Guys. The D&D Show 5 on everything. Guys.
Yes, guys. You know, DM us or whatever. You know, holla at us. We'll talk back. Yeah. We're not too big yet. Okay, but when we get big, though, okay,
well,
you guys are screwed.
Hold up. Before you say that we're not getting big. Well, we're not big enough. We had 3,500 impressions last month. If that ain't big, I don't know what is. Right?
That's
okay.
Big. Yeah, we're getting there. We're
I'm not
slowly
blowing,
creeping, baby.
I'm not blowing our own trumpet, but that's a good amount of impressions.
We're creeping. I mean, that's more than we've had. We're definitely creeping, baby.
Woo!
You know what I mean? And we're only on audio. Imagine when we go on video.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's gonna be huge.
That's it, baby. Guys, take care of yourselves, man. Until the next time, guys. I'm the D984, guys. That is
it's the Danny. Oh, did you just forget my name?
I was gonna say Danny C Show, but I'm like, this guy calls himself It's the Danny. I mean, I don't know where that came from, but this is what he does. I don't know. No, man, It's the Danny C Show. I'm like, what? So he's a whole show.
I am a whole show. I am that damn good. I am a whole show. Woo!
Jesus Christ, this guy sounds like a wrestler. Ladies and gentlemen, take care of yourselves, guys. Until December, first week of December, guys. May God bless us. We get back here on time. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, baby.
Until the next time.
Stay safe. Be good. And if you can't be good, at least be good at it. See you guys in December.
Appreciate it, baby. Later, guys.
See you later. Bye-bye.